This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, April 28th, 2022. Continue with Chav Chesem Abayis 28b, the second section, the green text. Sadarish Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda learns V'yitim Rav Yosef. Some people say this is Rav Yosef. Echad Sakin Shenifkama V'echad Shapud Shenirtzam. Right, whether we're talking about a knife that has become pogrom, right? It's got, you know, some nicks and whatever. Or a shapur is like a skewer, you know, when you have shish kebab, like a shish kebab skewer, that got bent. Be'echad grifas tanur v'kiraim. And the removal of the ashes, the cleaning out of the oven, and the kiraim is more of a stovetop type of a thing. I'd be Yom Tov on Yantif. Banu l'machlokes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. So we've come to the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. What is that argument? We just saw it, but we'll see it again. D'tanya ein bein Yom Tov l'Shabbes ela ochel nefesh bilvad. There is no difference between Shabbos and Yantif except for ochel nefesh. That's the position of the Chachamim. Right, which means you can cook the food, you can't do anything else. You can't fix the knife, you can't fix the spit, the skewer, you can't clean out the ovens and all that stuff. You can only cook the food, that's it. Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshirei ochel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda allows, right, even to do things for, again, the preparatory steps. Not just the cooking of the food, but what will enable you to cook the food. Right, cleaning out the oven, straightening out the skewer, fixing the knife. My time on the Tanakama. Right, what's the reason of the Tanakama who prohibits? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Hu levado ya'aseh lachem. Right, on Yontif, this alone, Hu levado, you will do. Right? Hu, this, velo machshira. This, and the inferences, and not, right, the preparatory stages. Right, just food, nothing else. I Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kra. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Where does he learn his halacha from? Same pasuk, right? Not from the word who in the beginning, but the word lachem at the end, right? Amar Kra lachem, for you, implies lechol tzarcheichem, for everything that you need. But now we have a problem, and that is the beginning of the pasuk infers one way, and the end infers a different way. And the pasuk exists for both the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. So now what the Gemara does is, again, it's very, very, you know, it's a very traditional kind of Gemara piece. Now they're going to go back and forth. Well, what do you do with this? What do you do with that? How do you learn from here? How do you learn from there? So, all right, we'll now work through it. Okay, the Tanakama who says, who, this, the food, and not machshirav, haksiv lachem, right, doesn't it say for you? What do you learn out of the word for you? So Amar Lach, the Tanakama will say to you, I can learn something out from that too. Hahu lachem velo legoyim. And that means you can cook on Yontif for you, but not for non-Jews. You're only allowed to do something which would otherwise be a violation of Yontif for somebody who is enjoying and obligated in keeping Yontif. Right? You can't cook for a non-Jew who's not obligated in Yontif on Yontif. That doesn't count. I be idach nami, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says lachem for everything, haksiv hu. It also says in the beginning of the pasuk the word hu, right? This specifically. So amar lacha, he'll say back to you, listen, amar lacha haksiv hu uksiv lachem. I get it. It says hu and it says lachem, right? How I balance those two, who is exclusionary, and lachem includes more that is permitted, below kasha. I said to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not bothered. Kan b'machshirin she'ef shel asos amerim yantif. Right? When the preparatory food issue, cleaning the oven, whatever, is something you could have done from before yantif, then yes, we apply the word who. That cooking on yantif you can do, something you couldn't have done before yantif, absolutely not. But kan lachem for everything, that is b'machshiran she'ef shar la'asos on the Arab Yantif. That is, right, something that you couldn't do before Yantif, that is included in the permissible actions by Lachem for everything that you need, the chol tzarchecha. Right? So everyone's got an answer. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shapud Shen Nirtzaf. If you have a spit that I got crooked, Asur L'takno B'yantif, you can't fix it on Yantif, you can't fix it Kli on Yantif. So the Gemara says, Pshita. Of course, that's the most simplest thing ever. We know you can't make a Kli on Yantif. Gemara says, no, Lo Tzricha D'afagam D'mifshat B'yadeh. Right? Even if you could simply pull it out by using your hands, right? You could straighten it by using your hands, which means it wasn't that crooked. Right? If you have a metal spit or whatever it is, you know, usually you got to heat it, you got to whatever. If you can, you know, maybe you would think, if I can just pull it out with my hands and straighten it out, and I'll pull on it, it'll be okay. Comes Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel to say, absolutely not. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.